Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun. We are holding on the bottom of Mem Tes and Beis, right at the beginning of the new perek, at the beginning of the fourth perek, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of Chani's father, Mayor Penstein, Zichron Levracha, and Mayor Yosef Ben Avram, the Neshama Shlev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to begin a new perek and continue discussing of Avodah Zarahs and when they're Asr Bahana and how to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarahs. So the first mission is going to talk about whether stones that are near a Markulis are Asr. The Markulis itself is comprised of three stones that are arranged in a triangular shape, but pyramid type of shape. But the question is, what about a stone that's near the Markulis? When do we assume it's Tekrovus Avodah Zarah? When do we assume it's not Tekrovus Avodah Zarah? We're going to have a Machlokas in the Mishnah. We're going to explain the Machlokas in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas about benefiting from rocks that used to be a Markulis or used to be Tekrovus of a Markulis, but then Nachrim paved a road with them. So obviously those Nachrim, they used them to pave a road, were trying to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. They were not interested in Markulis. So are you allowed to go on such a road? Is there such a problem? Do we assume that the Nachrim came and were Mevatel and it's totally fine? Is it a Maila to avoid doing such things? We're going to refer to somebody in this context as Benun Shel Kedoshim and describe why he's called Benun Shel Kedoshim. And then the Gemara is going to bring a different brisa that has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. And the only reason the brisa is brought, it seems, is that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah is the one that taught the brisa. So once we taught one brisa that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah taught that does relate to Avodah Zarah, we bring up another brisa that does not relate to Avodah Zarah that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah taught, and the Brice is about treating trees during Shemitah and during Chol HaMoed, and what the different types of treatments one has for a tree that requires some chizuk, and what the differences might be between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. And the Gemara is going to say, and this is a very, very difficult Brice, so we wish we had someone who could explain it to us. And the Gemara is going to have five possibilities about what is so difficult about this Brice. So we're going to, and that brings us almost to the end of the Amud, and then at the very, very end of the Daf, the Gemara is going to talk about which types of service to Avodah Zarah are considered to be similar to the Avodos we do in the Mikdash, and are therefore worse, meaning are therefore worse types of service. Anything that's Dumya to the Avodah that we do in the Mikdash is considered something that one is certainly going to be Chayiv for. So let's begin again at the beginning of the fourth parak at Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael Lomer, Shalosh Avonim Zo B'Tzad Zo. If a person finds three stones lined up, one right next to the other, Bitzad Markolis, but all of them are right next to an Avodah Zarah that is called Markolis. Markolis, as I mentioned before, are three stones arranged in a pyramid, and they would be ovated by throwing rocks at this Markolis. The Meiri explains, what was the belief system over here, meaning they just stomped randomly at rocks? So the Meiri says that these were people who were Ovdei Adama. So they were Ovid Avanim that came from the Adama, and they would arrange it in this tzura based on a kochav that they knew about, and they would make it they would make it in the tzura of this kochav. But the point is that they thought that the Adama itself had power. The Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnah says that the Ovdei Markulis assumed that that the Markulis had the capacity to guide over a drachim, to guide people who were going. So they made it almost like the Markulis was like in the image of a person. Like the top stone was meant to be the head, and the two other stones are meant to be like the arms. And when someone is traveling and they need to know where to go, so they would ask the Markulis, or they would be over the Markulis, and the Markulis, they believed, would guide them in some way. Okay, whatever the belief system was. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samuel Kimmel says, in general, there's an Isser in the Torah, V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, and that includes, that Isser means that one is not allowed to say the name of an Avodah Zarah, that a person is not, a Jew is not allowed to say the name of an Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks, how come the Mishnah talks about Markulis? That seems to be the name of an Avodah Zarah. So like you have throughout this Masechta, Rabbeinu Tam writes Tosfos quotes it on Daf Nunam Aleph in today's Daf, and Tosfos and Sanhedrin also quotes it, that the real name of Markulis is not Markulis. It had something to do with Kilus, with some sort of praise, something positive. Mar means like the opposite of, so it's like the opposite of Kilus. Plus, they changed from Kilus to Kulis, so which is making a, like a lag vekeles, like it's a mockery, like it's a joke. So they changed it in two ways. In fact, some of the Achorim are bothered by that Rabbeinu Tam, because once they changed it from Kilus to Kulis, so it means a mockery, so then why would you say Mar, which means the opposite of, so that means the opposite of Mar, so like it's a double negative, so did we accomplish anything? Okay, but be that as it may, so the Mishnah says, so Rabbi Shmuel holds, if you had three stones right next to each other, near a Markulis, Asuros, the Rasar Bahana, that we assume that they were used as part of the Avodah Zarah, Ushtayim, and if you find two stones, then Mutaros, then they're Mutar. That's Rabbi Shmuel, Shita V'cham Momrim. The Chum say what we look for is sheniros imo, that if they're close to the Markulis and it looks like it fell from the Markulis, then asuros, then they're asur ba'ana, even if it's just a couple of stones, but they came from the Markulis. V'sheniros imo, but if they don't look like they're together with the Markulis, they're not so close that they look like they fell from the Markulis, then mutaros, then they're going to be mutar, even if it is three stones, because that has nothing to do. We have the right to assume that it's got nothing to do with the Markulis. So bishlam Rabbanan, I understand the Rabbanan's Shita, that they're mechalik between Avanim that are right near the Markulis and that are not, Kasavri Ovdin Lashvarim, because they assume that people will continue to worship broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah, and therefore the rocks that are next to the Markulis, Nirisimo, Di'ikal Amemar Minei Nafal, that which is Nirisimo, where it's very likely that it came from the Markulis, that it fell off of the Markulis, Asuros, they're going to be Asur, because that's like Shivrei Avodah Zarah. All the rocks that are thrown on the Markulis are adding on to the Markulis, become just a larger Markulis, a larger Avodah Zarah. So when they fall off of it, that's considered like an Avodah Zarah that the Derech was to be Ovid and it broke. So She'ein Nirusimo Mutaros, but if it's not Nirusimo, it's going to be Mutar because it didn't fall from the Markulis, so it's got nothing to do with the Markulis, and therefore why should it be Aser? So if you hold that Ovdin L'Shvarim, so the Chacham Shita makes plenty of sense. El Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Maika Safar, what does Rabbi Shmuel himself hold about Ovdin L'Shvarim or ain't Ovdin L'Shvarim, and how does that fit his Shita? Because Mimalav Shach, E Ovdin L'Shvarim, Rabbi Shmuel distinguished between three rocks and two rocks. But if they're Ovid L'Shvarim, Afil Tarti Nami Litzar, if they're Ovid broken pieces of Markulis, then even if it's two rocks, it should be Aser, because it's a broken off piece of Markulis. And he ain't Ovdin L'Shvarim, and if they don't worship broken pieces of the Avodah Zarah, then Afil Tas Amilo, then even three rocks, it fell off of the Markulis should not be a problem, because even though they may have fallen from the Markulis, but it's Shivrei Avodah Zarah, and if you assume Shivrei Avodah Zarah no longer worshipped, it should not be Aser. So why would it be Mechalik between two and three? That doesn't seem to make any sense, asks the Gemara. So the Gemara explains what exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokas is over here. What points the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel agree on, and what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. If you know that these rocks came off of the Markulis, everyone would hold that it's Asabana. And even the opinion that says that Ovdei Chavim typically will not be Oved Lishvarim, they won't worship that which is broken off. That's only in Avodah Zarah where it's not normal to be Oved the Shivrei Avodah Zarah, that they only worship it when it's whole. But when it comes to Markulis, that when they originally make it, it's as if it's already broken, because the Avanim were never attached to one another. It's just random stones that are that are in proximity to each other. So it's normal for them to slide down and to fall. So Hainu Orche, that's the way they would be Oved this Avodah Zarah. Even if it fell off, since it's a normal thing for it to happen, they would continue to be Oved. And that's why it's also about not like any other Avodah Zarah. So everyone's going to agree that if you know that these rocks came from this Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbanan, they all agree that's going to be Asur. Ki Pligi, the whole Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan is bistama. When you find stama avanim, and you don't know if it fell from the Markulis or it didn't fall from the Markulis. So, and even by stama avanim, it's not so pashut that they argue, because b'mekurevus nami, if it's stama avanim that are very close, they're within an amal, let's say, of the Markulis, tikal the meimer minei nafal, where it's very likely that it had fallen from the Markulis, divrei kol asuros. Everyone's going to agree that's asur as well. Ki pligi b'meruchakos. The whole machlokas is when the stones are further from the Markulis, it would not have fallen from the Markulis. So the Gemara says, before we explain what the svara of that machlokas is, v'abitzad Markulis katani. What do you mean? They're arguing when it's meruchakos? Not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that it's bitzad Markulis. Doesn't sound like it's very far from it if it's bitzad Markulis. So my bitzad arba amos today. When it says bitzad, it means within four amos, but a distance that's greater than one ama. So therefore, that's considered to be nimtza bitzido, but it's still far enough away that you don't have to assume that it had fallen off of the Markulis. So if it didn't fall off the Markulis, but it's within four amos of the Markulis, that's where we have machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel savar osin Markulis katan b'tzar Markulis gadol. The Rabbi Shmuel says, look, it didn't fall off in the Markulis, but it is typical to have mini Markulises right next to the major Markulis. So they would have the primary Avodah Zarah, and then they had like these little mini Avodah Zarahs right next to it. So even though it clearly didn't fall from the Avodah Zarah, but it was probably put here, with the Shem Markulis, if it's three. Shalosh to Damion the Markulis Asuro. So if it's three, that's the arrangement of a Markulis, and therefore that's going to be Asur, because that's how many stones you would have on a Markulis Katana next to a Markulis Gedola. Shtayim Mutaros, but two that don't look anything like a Markulis, that's going to be Mutar, because it's they wouldn't even make a Markulis Katan with only two stones. And since it's more than an Amma away, we don't assume that it had fallen from the Markulis, so there are two reasons that something could be Asur, that these stones could be Asur. Either it is a Markulis, or it's fallen from the Markulis. By virtue of the fact that it's more than an Amma away, it didn't fall from the Markulis. By virtue of the fact that it's less than three stones, it isn't itself a Markulis. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel is going to be mad here. Rabbanan Savri, but the Rabbanan old, Einos in Markulis Katan, Bitzad Markulis Gadol. They would only be Oved the Markulis Gadol. They would not make a Markulis Katan next to Markulis Gadol. The Rabbi Shown them explain, because they wouldn't want it to look like Shtei Nashim, that it's Tzara Zulazu, as if there's competition for their loyalty. So there would only be one Markulis. Loshna Shalosh, Loshna Shtayim. And therefore it doesn't matter whether it's three stones or two stones, because even three stones they wouldn't make a Markulis next to the other Markulis. But Niros Imo, if it's Niros with the Markulis Gadol, meaning if it's very close to it, where we could assume it had fallen from it, Asuros, then it's going to be Asur, like Shivrei Markulis, that have a din of the Markulis itself, Shein Niros Imo, but if it's a little bit further from it, but within four amos, Mutaros, then it's going to be Mutar, because it didn't fall from the Markulis, and if it didn't fall from the Markulis, it's not going to be a problem. That's how Rashi explains. Tosa Rashi understands that the reason Niros Imo versus Zain Niros Imo is that if it's Niros Imo Markulis, the Ovde Markulis would be Oved, the stones that appear to be together with it, regardless of whether it fell from it as well. If it's mamsh right there in the vicinity, they would just worship it because it was there. Whereas if it's a nirosimo, they would not worship it. That's what Tosa Rush explains. Okay, so now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan's explanation that if we know for sure that it came from the Markulis, then it's going to be Asir. So Amar Mar, we had said, Biyadua Shinoshim Menu Divrei Kol Asuros, that everyone's going to agree, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbanan, that if you know it came from the Markulis, it's for sure going to be Asur. Or a Minhi, but I'll ask you a Stira, because we have a Brisa. Avanim shenoshu min haMarkulis. If Avanim came from the Markulis, they detached from the Markulis. Niros himo asuros. If they appear with the Markulis, then it's going to be asur, because it's still considered like the Avodah Zarah itself. She'ein niros himo mutaros. But if it doesn't appear together with it, it's going to be mutar, because it's considered like shivri Avodah Zarah, and they're not oved l'shvarim. Rabbi Shmuel omer shalosh asuros shtayim mutaros. And Rabbi Shmuel seems to say that even if it's Nero Simo, it's only going to be a problem if it's three, not if it's two. So you see, there's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Lechamim, even when we know that it came from the Marcholis, because according to the Lechamim, if it's not Nero Simo, it's going to be Mutter, because they're not Ovid Lishvarim. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, two are going to be Mutter, because it's no longer Marcholis. So it says, Amarava Lote Meshenashu, Eleim Shenimtsu, meaning the words in the Brisa should not be Avanim Shenashu Min Amarcholis, where it's saying that the given is that it had fallen off of the Marcholis, because you're right, meaning we had said that if we know that it fell from the Marcholis, there's no Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan told us there's no Machlokas. Everyone's going to say it's Asir. So we have to change the word of the Brisa, the words of the Brisa a little bit. It's not Shenashu, it's Shenimtsu, that you find these rocks next to the Marcholis, and the Mishnah, and the Brisa is just saying the same exact thing as the Mishnah, is when do we assume that these rocks are their own independent Avodah Zarah, which Rabbi Shmuel would assume that if it's three, we could assume that it's a secondary Avodah Zarah, whereas the Rabban would say that there's no such thing as a secondary Avodah Zarah. So the Sav Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutaros, but wait a second, does Rabbi Shmuel really hold that if you find two stones, it's going to be Mutter? Based on the way we're explaining it, that's what it seems, that if it's within four Amos, more than one Amos away within four Amos, if it's three stones, it's a secondary Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Aser. But if it's two stones, it's Mutter. Are we sure that that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds? Va'atanya, but we have a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shtayim b'tfisa lo, if you have two stones with the distance of a tfisa to the Marcholis, Asuros, Shalosh afilu meruchakos Asuros. Three, even if they're a greater distance than a tfisa, it's going to be Aser. What is a tfisa? So we assume a tfisa is four Amos. That's the premise of the Gemara's question. So apparently, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's within four Amos, even more than an Amo away, but within four Amos, within a tfisa, even two stones is going to be Aser. So Maravalo Kasha, that's not a stira. Kan b'tfisa achas. The Brice is talking about tfisa achas, that there's no barrier of between the stones and the Marcholis, and therefore you can grab them in one lunge from the Marcholis, and that's why Shtayim are going to be Asuros, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to the Chum, because that's considered to be Niros Imo, and that's considered to be the Avodah Zarah, whereas Kan, in our Mishnah that we've been explaining, is Bishtei Tfisos, is that there's some barrier between the Avanim and the Marcholis, and therefore you cannot easily access from one to the other. Vehechidami, what would be a barrier? Diko Gova, Beni Ubeni, that there's some sort of mound in between the Avanim and that you found and the Marcholis. So even if it's within Dalet Amos of the Marcholis, it's considered to be a distance from it, and we don't assume that it had fallen from the Marcholis, and therefore we don't view it as a Shivrei Marcholis, we don't view it as the broken off pieces of Marcholis, which would in fact be Aser. But three Avanim would still be Aser, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because that's considered a Marcholis Kata next to Marcholis Gadol. Meaning if we're thinking in terms of, did it fall off of the Marcholis? So if there's a physical barrier, it didn't fall from the Marcholis. But once it's three, it's not about did it fall. It's about, did you make this? Did somebody make this as a Marcholis? So if it's three, then someone made it as a Marcholis Katan next to a Marcholis Gadol. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, that who had said that three stones next to each other, that Rabbi Shmuel would consider that to be Marcholis Katan, etan Marcholis Gadol, or Marcholis Ki Agavna Mihavi, do you have three stones next to one another that's considered a Marcholis according to Rabbi Shmuel? V'atanya, elu ein avnei beis kilus, achs mikan v'achs mikan v'achs al gabeyan, meaning the Mishnah said three stones zubitzad zu, three stones that are lined up one next to each other. That's not the way they would make a Marcholis. The way they made a Marcholis is in a pyramid shape. So if it's three right next to each other, how can you say that that's a Marcholis Kata next to a Marcholis Gadol? That looks nothing like a Marcholis. Now, so the Gemara could have answered that this Bryce is going like the Chacham and not like Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, maybe Marcholis doesn't have to be in a pyramid shape. Maybe only the Iker Marcholis is in a pyramid shape. Meaning, if you hold that there only is such a thing as an Iker Marcholis, and they never make a Marcholis Kata, they tell Marcholis Gadol. So then, every Marcholis is a pyramid shape because there's only one type of Marcholis. But if you say like Rabbi Yishmael that there are two types of Marcholis, there's Marcholis Gadol, which is the primary, and that's the pyramid shape one, and then Marcholis Kata maybe doesn't have to be a pyramid shape. So that the Gemara could have answered. So the Rishonim wonder why the Gemara didn't just give that answer, that this price is going like the Rabbanon. The Braisa, it says that it must be a pyramid shape, is going like the Rabbanon and not like Rabbi Ishmael. So the Tosfos Rid explains that you don't find that Rabbi Ishmael is ever machshir stam avnei markulis zu b'tzad zu unless they're next to a markulis gadol. So it must be that a markulis gadol he holds is also only asr when it's when it's zu b'tzad zu and echad al gabehen, that it's also only going to be in that that position. And the chamol that a markulis that's made next to a markulis gadol is never na'asar, even if it's made like an ikar markulis where it's a pyramid shape. So the Gemara couldn't have answered that the Brice is going like the Shita of the Chamim, and even Bitsar Markulis, so it gives a different answer. So says Gemara Amarava, Kitanyahi, Bi'ikr Markulis, that Brice is only talking about the Ikr Markulis, that a Markulis Gadol that was originally made, that's where it's got to be in a pyramid shape. But a Markulis Gadol that's made next to a Markulis Gadol is Nevan, even if they're Munach Zu B'Tzadzu, even if they're right next to each other, and they're not arranged as a pyramid. So says the Gemara now. Now we're going to talk about Bittul of Markulis. Beyanei Malka Charuv. The house of Yanei HaMelech was destroyed. So also of the Chavim, Nachrim came who worship Markulis. Okumu Bey Markulis, and they put in its spot where Yanei HaMelech's house was. They fashioned a Markulis over there. So also of the Chav Machrini, then other of the Kuchavim came to Lo Palchi Markulis, that don't have any loyalties to Markulis, that do not worship Markulis. Shaklinu, they took those stones, V'chipu ben drachim v'ustar ta'os, and they paved roads with it. And pathways with it. So therefore they're being mevatel, those stones, from being a markulis. They're just using it as construction material to pave the roads with. So this is a machlokas, the chacham had a machlokas, whether they're allowed to go on these roads, whether they're allowed to travel on these roads. Does this constitute a bittul of the markulis? So ik rabbanu de parshi, there are some chachamim that would not go on these roads, vik rabbanu de lo parshi, and others that were not did not refrain from going on these roads. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan commented that benon shel kedoshim mahalich aleihen va'anan nifrosh mehen. Is it possible that the benon shel kedoshim would go on these roads and we're going to be a bigger tzaddik than him? We're going to be a bigger tzaddik than the benon shel kedoshim, and we're going to refrain from going on these roads? So says Mar Maninu benon shel kedoshim. Who is the person that earned the nickname benon shel kedoshim? So Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai. His name was Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai. How did he earn that nickname of Benon Shel Kedoshim? He wouldn't even be mistakel at the tzura on a coin that people would typically use. That's what Tosos explains, that even though it was a typically used coin that they would use all the time, even so, he wouldn't look at the tzura on the coin. Tosos explains, why would he be called a Benon Shel Kedoshim? I mean, Tosos says that it has to be a typically used coin, because otherwise Tosos is bothered. Why is it in Dibra Maskal Chigarsinan, why is it that someone would be called a Benon Shel Kedoshim? That's not just a Midas Chasidus, it's also Minadin. You're not allowed to look at a Diuk Nashalim Adbeya, because the Pasuk says Al Tifnu Al Elilim, and that would seem to be a violation of Al Tifnu Al Elilim. So Tos says, no, it must be that it was Matbeya that you were Ragilba, that they would use all the time, and therefore that's not called Pania Al Elilim, because when you're Ragil to see that coin, that's not problematic anymore. Probably because no one is maharher in the tzura anymore. No one gives and pays it any heed. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. But he was so machmir that even on a typical coin that people would have all the time, he still didn't look at the tzura of the coin. Now, with Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim, is brought by a different kasha. If he's such a holy person, why don't we just call him a kadosh? Why is he benon shel kadoshim? That he is the son of kadoshim. So Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim writes that they're told that the kadosh in his father, even though he was a kadosh, because his father was also a kaddosh. So he got it from somewhere. So we're told the kedusha in the father, or it could be that he himself would always talk about the holiness of his father. And once he was told it in his father, so we also follow what he did, and we call it after his father. However, one of the Akron Lechem Starim points out in Ben in Shas a lot of times doesn't mean the son of. Like a Ben Torah is not the son of Torah. It means that he personifies this ideal. So his Benan Shel Kadoshim means that he is a, it means he himself is a Kadosh. Okay, the Chasam Sofer in Adrasha says that the refrain from looking at coins brings about Kedusha, because the first Matbeah was created by Avram Avinu, the Gemara Babas says, and all of the Kedusha was latched on to that Matbeah. So when one refuses to look at other tsuros on the Matbeah, that somehow he accesses that Kedusha of the tsura of Avram Avinu in some way or another. Okay, so my time in demand departs, but going back to our discussion, our discussion is not really about financial Kedoshim, it's about the Markulis stones that were used to pave a road, and some of the Amoraim would go on the road, others would not. So why would what is the basis for those who refrained from using the road? So Savalok, Yadam Rav Gidol Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amarav, they held the following, Minayin L'Tekrovus Avol Zchav She'ein La B'Teila Olamis, that where do we know that which was Hukrav La Avodah Zarah can never become batal, that even if Nachrim do something to indicate that they're not interested in the Avodah Zarah anymore and they're being mevatalit, you could do that with the Avodah Zarah itself, but Tekrovus Avodah Zchavim could never become batal. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayitmedu Leval Pa'or, Vayochlu Zivche Mesim. So it talks about Tekroves, Zivche Mesim, and we apparently call it Zivche Mesim. So it's in some way similar to a mace. Ma mace, ain't no betelu liolam. Just like a mace is asabana forever, there's no way to be mevatel the isser of Hanoah min a mace. So Tekroves of Tzchavim, ain't no betelu liolam. So too, the Tekroves of Adazar, there's no way to be mevatel it, even if you use it for other things. So by Markulis as well, since they would be oved the Markulis by throwing rocks at it, the rocks that they threw at it are not considered the Avodah Zarah itself, which could become batel. They're considered the Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, because they're makrivit to the Markulis, and therefore it can never become batel, even if they use it to pave roads. And therefore, you should not use those roads. But Uman Delo Parish, those who did not refrain from using those roads, Amar would explain that you're right, Tekrovus Avodah Zarah can never become batel, like Rav Gidol said. But the Avanim that are thrown on the Markulis are not Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, Be'ina Ke'ein. I'm sorry, are not the type of Tekrovus Avodah Zarah that become Aser, because in order for Tekrovus Avodah Zarah to become Aser Ba'ana, Be'ina Ke'en Pnim, the Avodah has to be similar to a type of Avodah that we would do in the Beis HaMikdash, like Shechting a Karban, or Zrikas Adam, or something like that, because the Pasuk says, Zoveach Leluhim Yachram Bilti LaHashem Levado, that you're only allowed to be Zoveach LaHashem Levado, and not to anything else. So only things that would normally be designated Hashem Levado are going to be Tekrovus of Avodah Zarah Veleka, but there's nothing we do with Avanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it doesn't take on the status of the Isser of Tekrovus. So Amar Rav Yosef Rabba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiya La'asrin, Rabba Bar Yirmiya came to our place, and when he came, he brought a brisa with him. So this is the first of the two brises in today's daf. We're going to have from Rabbi Bar Yirmiya. So the first one is on point. It's going to be about Avodah Zarah. The next one is going to be on a different topic. So he brought a brisa. It says, Ovid Chavim Shevi Avanim in a Markolis. That if you have an Ovid Chavim that brought Avanim from the Markolis, and he paved roads and pathways using these avanim. Mutaros, the avanim are mutar, because he's destroyed the Markolis, he's been mevatalit, and therefore it's just like regular avanim. Yisrael shevi avanim in a Markolis v'chiv ben drachim usrat ya'os, but if a Jew did the very same thing, a Jew brought avanim from the Markolis, and he decided to pave roads with it, asuros, those stones are still going to be asur, because the Jew does not have the ability to be mevatal in Avodah Zarah. Only a Nachri can be mevatal in Avodah Zarah. So veles nagar velo bar nagar diparkine. But he says he brought this brisa But there's no one that's smart enough. We don't have a Talmud Chacham who could explain this Braisa to us. So the Gemara says, well, what's the problem with the Braisa? Why is it such a struggle? So I'm Rav Sheshes, Ana lo Nagarana, velo Bar Nagarana. Look, I'm not the smartest guy around. I'm not the son of the smartest guy around. But I think I could explain this Braisa. My Kushile, what was so difficult to Rav Ber Yirmiyah about this Braisa? To Rav Gidol, that Rav Gidol taught us that Tekrovus of the Zohar could never become Batel. So how could the Nachri be Mevatel, the Avni Markolas, when he makes a road with it? No, Beina Ken Pnim Veleka. And the answer is, meaning that's what bothered him. What bothered him is Rav Gidol. What bothered him is that Takrovus of the Zara could never become Batel. And the Brisa said that a Nachri could be Mevatel, the Avni Markolas. It's just a Jew that can't. What do you mean? A Nachri shouldn't be able to either. It's Takrovus of the Zara. It's like a mace that it's no heter olamis. That must have been what bothered him. And the answer is that that's only true of Tekrovus of the Zohar, where the Tekrovus is Ka'ein Panim, where it's something that's similar to what we would do in our Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So such similar Avodos, when done toward Avodah Zohar, that's Ein Lo Bittul Olamis. So it's not such a problem. So once we mention that, Braisa, Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Ikla Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah La'asrin, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah came to our place, and he brought a Braisa with him that taught the following, nothing to do with Avodah Zara. Matlin umazimin bishvius, umizamin bishvius. They could take worms off of a tree, deworm a tree, and the mizamin means they could attach manure to some sort of wound on the tree so that the tree doesn't die during the Shemitah year. Even though Avodah Sakarka is also during the Shemitah, these Avodahs are mutter because they're just doing it to maintain so that the tree doesn't die. But they're not doing it to make it a better tree to be mashbiach in any way. So this is minias hefsid. This is not something that's a shevach. It's just a minias hefsid. Ve'ein matlinu mezam b'moi. But you're not allowed to do these very same things, the deworming and the treatment of the tree on chalamoed. So kan v'kan in megazmin, and both on Shemitah and on chalamoed, you're not allowed to trim the branches of the tree in order that it should grow more lush, that stronger branches should go and take its place. That's Aser both in Shemitah and on Chol HaMoed. V'sach and Shemen L'gozim Bein B'moed Bein B'Shvius. You're allowed to put oil on the area where they did trim it in order that it doesn't die, both on Chol HaMoed and during the Shemitah. And so that's the Braisa. V'les Nagar V'lo Bar Nagar D'Yafrikine. And there's no one who can explain this Braisa to us. Some Ravina Analo Nagarana V'lo Bar Nagarana. Ravina says, look, I may not be the smartest guy around, but I'm Afrikine. I think I can explain this Braisa. I'm going to guess what your problem with the Braisa is, and then I'll explain. Michael Kashale, what was the problem that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah had with understanding this Braisa? So possibility number one, if what he was bothered by is that why are there different halachos for Chol HaMoed than there is by Shemitah? Why is it that you're allowed to do certain treatments of the tree by Shemitah in order that it shouldn't die? But on Chol HaMoed, those very same treatments are going to be aser. Well, Maishna Shvius Deshari, Maishna Moed aser. Why is it on Shemitah you're allowed to deworm it and you're allowed to treat it with menorah and a makkah, whereas by Moed you're not allowed to? Well, Midami, that's not such a problem. The rules of Shemitah and the rules of Chol HaMoed are totally different rules. Shvius Malacha aser Rachmana. By Shemitah, anything that's a Malacha is aser. Tircha Shari, but just because something is difficult and tedious, that doesn't necessarily run afoul of the dinam of Shemitah. So Tircha is mutter. Moed, I feel Tircha Nami aser, but Chol HaMoed, even Tircha is aser, even if it's not technically a Malacha. So we are allowed to do Malacha by Davar Aved, is mutter on Chol HaMoed. But these avodos are aser because it's a tircha yaseira, and tircha yaseira is aser on Chol HaMoed. So that couldn't have been the real problem. The Ella says the Gemara, no. What really troubled Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah about this price was the following: zium agizum kokashalei. He was bothered by the stira between zium and gizum. Maishna zium deshari. Why is it that he allowed for zium during Shemitah, that you're allowed to put a little manure on a makkah on the tree in order to make sure that it doesn't get worse? And maishna gizum daaser. And why is trimming branches in order to allow to promote further growth? Why is that going to be yasser. That's what bothered him. Says Gemara, well, me dummy. Zium ukme ilana vishari. Zium just maintains the tree, and therefore it's mutter. Gizum avruye ilana vasser. Whereas gizum makes the tree better. It makes it a healthier and stronger tree. You're not allowed to do that during Shemitah. You're allowed to do maintenance during Shemitah. You're not allowed to do growth during Shemitah. So that shouldn't be the problem either. The Ella, a third possibility of what the problem was. Zium azium kokashale. He was bothered by why zium is sometimes mutter and why zium is sometimes aser, meaning during Shemitah versus during Shemitah in this brisa versus zium and Shemitah in another brisa. Dikatani, because it says in the brisa matlinu mizam b'shvius uremini, but we have another brisa, we have a mishnah rather, that says mizam nitios v'korchnosan, that you're allowed to do zium on the nitios and you could wrap them to protect them from the cold in the winter time v'kotminosan, and you're allowed to clip the tips of in order to make it grow more nicely, voslem batim, and you're allowed to make fences around them and fill the fences with the inside of these mechitzos with afar umashkinos, and you can water them ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah the Shemitah year. Yeah, ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvius lo. Ad Rosh Hashanah means up until the Rosh Hashanah the Shemitah year, but not during the Shemitah year. So apparently zium of an ilan, even that it shouldn't die, is usher during Shemitah. But this Bryce had said that zium is going to be mutter during Shemitah because it's only maintenance. It's not something that's promoting any more growth. So that was the problem. It wasn't an inherent problem within the Bryce. It's that the Bryce is so Sarah Mishnah. It's that it goes against the Mishnah. So says Marv Dilma, maybe it's not a stira at all because k'd Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Maybe we can explain like Rav Ukva Bar Chama. D'amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, trei kashkushe havu. There are two types of holes that one would dig around an olive tree. Chad la'avru ilana. One is to be mashpiach the ilan, to make it a better tree, va'asr, and that would be asr to do during Shemitah year. V'chad la'stumipili. And one is just to fill in the gaps around the roots in order that the tree shouldn't dry out and die. V'shari, and that you're allowed to do because that's maintenance. So Achanami over here also, when it comes to zium, it could be trezi that there are two types of zium. One is just to maintain the tree and to make sure that it doesn't die. Vishari, that's going to be mutter during Shemitah. And the other one is actually mashbiach the tree, and that's going to be aser. So you can't ask a stira between zium and zium because it could be that they're tre mine zihumi, that there are two types of zium, and the klal is still the klal. The klal is that anytime it's maintenance, it's mutter during Shemitah. Anytime it's improvement, it's going to be asr during Shemitah. So we're still looking for what the problem with this brisa was, right? Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah was very bothered. Less nagar v'lo bar nagar. No one could explain this brisa. We don't even know what the problem is yet. So ve'ela, a fourth possibility of what the problem is. Sicha asicha kakashalei. The sicha using oil to a tree that is already Gozum on Shemitah, which we said in the Mishnah Shvius, versus the Sicha that it talks about in the Braisa. That is meaning, again, it's not an inherent problem in the Braisa, according to this. It's a stira between this Braisa and the Mishnah, the Katani, because it says in the Braisa, Sach and Shemen la Gozum bein b'moid bein b'shvius, to be Sach with oil on the trees, mutter both on Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah, or in Minhi, but we have a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Masech HaShvius, Sach and as HaPagin, that you're allowed to put oil on the young fig trees, in order that they be healthy. And you can make holes and fill those holes with the oil in order to be mefatim the te'enim, that the te'enim that are going to grow should be more robust. Ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do that until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Ooh, Ad Rosh Hashanah in, but Shvi is low. Apparently, this oil treatment that they would do on trees, you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. You're only allowed to do in the months and weeks and days leading up to the Shemitah. So it's a stira between our Braisa and that Mishnah. Says, more mi dami. They're not talking about the same treatment. Hacha ukmi ilina v'shari. I mean, the Braisa, we're talking about the sicha of Shemen on an ilan that's gozum in a place where it's cut, where you trimmed it just to keep the tree from dying. That's going to be mutter. Whereas hasam petumipira aser. Whereas the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Shavuos is talking about, where you're doing some sort of oil treatment to the tree in order to enhance the payros that the tree is going to produce. That's going to be aser. So we still don't have what the big problem is with this brisa. We had two suggestions of a problem in Neube of the brisa, two suggestions where the brisa seemed to be soser some other source, but none of them were really a problem. So I'm Ravina Bar Yirmiya, Sicha Demoed Azim Demoed Kakashale. No, the real problem was Midine Chalamoed. Why is it that rubbing oil on a tree in a place where you trimmed it, that the Brisa holds that that's mutter, whereas Zium on Chalamoed, to treat a maka of the tree, the Brisa thought that that was usher. Michti, Hayukumi Vahayukume. Both of them are there to maintain. They're both maintenance issues. So they're both the same with the same goal. So Maishna Hai Deshari, why is it that Sicha is Mutar on Chol HaMoed? Or Maishna Hai Deasar? And why is it that Zihum is Asar on Chol HaMoed? So Hainu Deka Amar Les Nagar V'lo Bar Nagar Deparkinei. And that's what he's saying, that there's no one that's gonna answer the Braisa. So that's what he must have meant. L'chora, what he meant... The it's difficult because the answer is tircha. The chol hamoed is different, that it's a din in tircha. It's not a din in whether it's l'ukme or not l'ukme. Okay, but meaning the assumption is that it's a davar aved, and a davar aved, even when it is tircha, should have been mutter or should be aser because it's tircha, but it should be consistent. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav.